Wellspring by Teresa Hampton. Remember, do not forget. My mother had an interesting conversation with one of her grandsons. She said, "Corbin, if you're going to do this again, you must remember to tell me first so I can be with you." Corbin replied, "Okay, but sometimes my rememberer doesn't work." On many levels, I empathize with little Corbin. Sometimes my rememberer is quite faulty. There are many occurrences of the word remember in Scripture. Moses told the Israelites, "Remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant which He swore to your fathers, as it is this day." Deuteronomy 8:18. Remember, do not forget how you provoked the Lord your God to wrath in the wilderness, from the day that you departed from the land of Egypt until you came to this place. You have been rebellious against the Lord. Deuteronomy 9:7. Only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. And teach them to your children and your grandchildren. Deuteronomy 4:9. And that you may remember and do all my commandments and be holy for your God. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. Numbers 15:40. David wrote about the importance of remembering. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments and do them. Psalm 103:17. Solomon wrote words of wisdom. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near, when you say, "I have no pleasure in them." Ecclesiastes 12:1. If young people took to heart this inspired wise counsel, it would spare them the resulting agony that comes. Reckless decisions can change the course of lives. New Testament inspired writers picked up the same theme of remembering. Jesus foretold the events surrounding the destruction of Jerusalem and cautioned his disciples to not turn back to retrieve material goods. He said, "Remember Lot's wife." Luke 17:32. Jude, the half-brother of our Lord, wrote about the importance of all that was delivered by the apostles. "But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ." Jude 1:17. Some erroneously believe that the four gospel accounts are the only books Christians should devote to study, but the apostles and other inspired writers were equally guided by the Holy Spirit. Before his crucifixion, Jesus told the apostles, "When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you." John 16:13-14. The writer to the Hebrews said, "Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing some have unwittingly entertained angels." Hebrews 13:2. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Hebrews 13:16. I confess that some days my rememberer doesn't work very well. That is why it's so important to keep my mind saturated with God's Word. He alone will guide me and you to obedience and salvation. His words are profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. His words are complete and will equip us for every good work. if we remember them. Today's verses: Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Psalm 103, verse 2. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Psalm 119, 16. For I have become like a wineskin in smoke, yet I do not forget your statutes. Psalm 119, 83. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. Psalm 119, 93.